Honorable President, Director General Margaret Chan, fellow health ministers and distinguished delegations from countries around the world, before I start my speech, I'd like to pay tribute to the late Dr. Lee Jong-woo, the 6th WHO Director General. We will be holding a small ceremony to commemorate the 10th anniversary after this morning session. Anyone is welcome to join the ceremony. Last September, the international community adopted goals and action plans for the next 15 years to make our planet a better place by 2030. This marks the first step toward a world where man and nature coexist in harmony with no one left behind. We all know that each country's strong interest and active participation is key to realizing the world envisioned in the SDG 2030. With the SDGs having taken effect in January, our focus should be on enabling country-specific implementation. This requires a well-designed process and architecture. In this regard, I would like to emphasize two important points. First, we need to take a multi-sectoral approach and consider the health impact of all aspects of human life, including road safety, harmful substances, environmental contamination, and climate change. Second, we need all of society effort to bring about transformation. We can achieve our goals and civil society and mobilizes all available financial and non-financial resources. The world has taken its first step toward implementing SDGs. As the chair country for the ECOSOC, the Republic of Korea gladly took the leadership role in monitoring the implementation of SDGs. We also take great pleasure in participating in a voluntary national review. In addition, Korean government is launching new development initiatives. They include Better Life for Girls and Safe Life for All, which were officially announced worldwide by the Korean president. Better Life for Girls initiative aims to support girls under neglected conditions in developing countries. Among others, securing access to health care is essential to improve the lives of these girls. With this understanding, Korean government will raise awareness of their health status and improve their nutrition intake through a variety of measures. We will begin this work by reaching out to girls in Africa with mobile health clinics. Furthermore, through the Safe Life for All initiative, the Korean government will contribute $100 million over the next 5 years to support 13 developing countries to fight infectious disease. Currently, detailed plans are under discussion, including immunization, healthcare personal development, and laboratory capacity expansion. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredible journey ahead of us toward human dignity and harmonious coexistence of mankind and nature. For the next 15 years and beyond, Korea will always be a reliable partner the world can count on. Thank you very much for your kind attention.